Hello, hello.
Yeah, okay.
Should we use
the other numbers? Cannot working, but this number's okay. Also, it's just another phone, so it doesn't disturb normal people calling.
So, should we just use this number every week?
Next, what?
Should we just use this number every week?
Yeah, let's use this unless I tell you we use the other one. Okay.
Okay.
Rabbi Akiva, schreik v'kalas reish magil ne'erva. Sorry.
Rabbi Kalas reish.
No, what?
Mishnah Yud Beis.
By the next one. By, 1 second, we're holding. Here it is, okay. Sorry, I'll do wrong. Mark. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Rabbi Kalas reish. V'ner v'tishcheres v'mekal kalas besimcha. So, pshat the Mishnah is not so pashut. Rashi has one pshat where first when you're young you should do avodas Hashem with zrizus, and then you should be and when you get older you should do it. It'll be easier to do it. He has a second pshat, which is really the mahalat that the Maharal is going with, that you should be mechabit. Kala Rosh is a Rosh, the people that are in ahead of, you know, the leaders, the authorities. And north of Tishcheres, he says Tishcheres is the Gabay Ha'ir. He's the Tishcheres Loshon Shachro, which is the guy who actually executes the orders. And Amakal Makoda Masimcha. The Pash the Pshat, the way the Rashi learns the Pshat is that it's sort of a it's something very pragmatic. He says it should be nech tishcheres, because if not, it's going to they will implement their authority, and it's better to deal nice with them. That's the way Rashi learns. Mel says, "I'm a color race." First of all, my name is Anisach Achamayim Erlozim Adoy. Can be Shmuel and Yerach Erlozim Adoy. So one pshat is that they were together, Berach, the same tkufa. So that's the smichas. And Akiva says, "Ka'achav Chaver Shabbos Shmuel is Kakan." Well, the chenis because of Hazer. But for Amar, is pushed chronologically. It's the right setup. For Amar, Ki Ikos is Kofi Masha Choyu Zeh Hazer. Ki Amasechta Zeis Nikra. So it's not only they were together, but the fact is one continues after the other. It's the chshivas that is in the understanding of how we deher the mitzvahs of Torah. It's called Masechtas Avos. Everything has a father. Everything comes from some place. So b'meila, that seder is appropriate. B'yish l'asker d'ver f'y mashayu Avos z'achazeh v'lim d'umus l'oylam. V'ibnei zeh hitchol ha-mesechta Moshe kibbol Torah m'Sinai m'seruah זוכר שם זך הזה, כמו שקורא שלו למעלה, ולקח זוכר וחומו כחום לפי המשחדור את זך הזה. So the זך הזה is very significant, he says. ויש לפרש, כי ניסח הממורים עצמו. There's something about the ממורים themselves that really are most appropriately one after the other. They are, he says, כי זה המים אבי קל הראש וכו לבוא להודיע, כי הנהוגס אדם ש... Ruach habrius neich emenek mashi spaya. Besamach zol mayim eshol amalo. Kol tzu ruach habrius neich emenek eilav ushayach. Rak shlei samach oise lemalo. Ki mayim eshol kol tzu ruach habrius neich emenek huva agav grora shol kol tzu yeres chete kodemes kedleo. So bentsim it's sort of continuing from a previous Mishnah. Shem boy levaya dvar matlin zeh vzeh, vein zeh v'lo zeh. V'nema kol shes chet kodemes hu v'agav gor shem yed dabel lefnei zeh basar zeh ter minu odom kol shes bayla mayla v'ika mayim azeh. L'kach soma kodem dvar abdaisa shem dabi shem panel dvarim shem mamish, then rebel uz maidoi, and so on. So this he has all sorts of kshorim that soma v'nira to the kudah is coming from. V'nira lema gam kenis It's coming off Malt Nechaveroi. So, Kiya Noeg Bekovet Bechol Echot Gefima Dregosoi. Shekal Roish Vnech Vdishcheres, Vimekabel Kodem Besimcha. Vedovna Zekov Lechaver, Kashmekabel Oisoi Kach. So, he says that there's a this mission is coming as a counter to Malbni Chaveri. If someone Chaveri Rabbi, he doesn't abla, and the right way to do is to be Makabal each one. Now he says already over here the Maral's Meramis to what it, what's going to be his Nakuda. He says, Ki anoye kovet b'chol echot kifi madrigasai. The covet you should be knowing with each person should be kifi madrigasai. In other words, there's an exaggerated covet is also not a covet. A covet means giving each person his rightful place, his rightful makim. It's not the covet to give somebody a place that's not shaykh to him. If it's shaykh to him, so that we give him what's most shaykh to him. But the union of covet is mechaved each one kifi erkay. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to have a very interesting shmuz. He used to say about his father, Reb Ephor Alter, was a very big Talmud Chacham. He died when Reb Chaim was, I think, like a teenager. He was young, but it was Reb Chaim's. But Reb Chaim held him a lot, and his Torah, they've printed the Torah. He had a lot of the shroshim of Reb Chaim's godless. His grandfather was, Reb Chaim described it, a pasha de Gemara Malamed in Lutsk, and he was kind of a simple, not a great person in terms of an outstanding person. So Reb Chaim used to say that his father, Reb Ephor, used to mucha to find all sorts of gevaldik and nekudas by his father. And his point was, you can't be mechabit something that you don't value. So the when you value something for what it really is, that's when you can be mechabit it. So he held, the way Reb Chaim interpreted was that he held that to be Mekayim Kibbut Av appropriately, he had to come up with Inyanim that he had a Yichud in so that he could value him for that. But anyway, Kavod is the expression of real evaluation. And that's why it's important when you're being, even when you do take the tircha to be mechabit somebody, especially a young boy or whatever it is, to find an akuda that's shaykh to the person, not something that's not shaykh to the person, because then the person feels one or two things. Sometimes the person just feels that they make a chayzik of him. Sometimes the person feels that he's not. Sometimes the person feels that they think something good about me, they're expecting me to be a Rashke Bahag. I'm not a Rashke Bahag. And what's going to happen when they realize I'm not a Rashke Bahag? I'm being expected to live up to something that's not shaykh to me. So neither of the two is real covet. Covet is not the ceremony Shabbai. Covet is the actual demonstration. The outward trapping of covet is a attempt to identify the value of something. That's why it has to be emes. V'yesh l'das can hagat shetzarcha adam shangasi yisharav tev abriyos nechlekes l'kim l'chalakim. So his base relationship with the briyos, it really divides into three different categories. Hachelek ha'echot eich yanagosem gdoyla ha'mayla mimenu. How should he act with people that are greater than him? B'zeh anhaga achas. That's one level of anhaga. That there's a certain siyachsus to somebody who is bigger than me. Hachelek hasheni, eich yanagosim nodim shem ktani mimenu. Hachelek hashlishi, eich tia nagosai im chaverev shem bnei gilei v'dugvosai. Ve'im kiyotibai. So by emes you have three different hechetimtzes, three different dargis that you have a way in which you deal with people. The nechbadus that's appropriate for each one depends also on the on the oifen that on what type of relationship it is. Ulekach amar shetzar sheyakal roish lias nishmar chol davar tzivuyev shelo yakal. So the first thing is the roish are people v'ruan hagashi the adam shem gedol machshuv menu. In other words, the appropriate and hugga klapi the godly menu is kalus. Let's explain it in one or two nekudas. First of all, let's talk a few times already that the opposite of covet and covet is kal. In other words, which is the light one, which is the heavy one, which moves for what? The covet is the fixed one, and the kal is the easier one. So the appropriate hanhaga klapi the one higher up is to be the kal klapi the covet. He is the nichbad, and I'm the nikal, the nokel. So one nekuda is the name of covet and kal. There's a second nekuda also. If in the mashal of kaved and kal in Suras Adam, chashiv and not so chashiv, Adam has a person himself has his evarim of machshava, and he has the evarim of pu'ula. An ideal setup is where as soon as you want to do something, your avarim do it instantly. A person whose avarim don't act in consonance with his ratzon, we say of vein of kavdu mizoken, the avarim become heavy. I tried to run, but my feet were too heavy. They didn't shtel tzu to the head in the right way. The tzushtel is that the more immediate the reaction of the foot or the hand or whatever it is to the das of the person, the better it is. That's the appropriate connection. Same thing mitzad adam. The appropriate reaction of a person to superior. So let's say it's somebody in the army. It's an easy one. So you expect the right way is when the general gives a command, the soldiers instantly do it because that's the right sort of it. So the right sort of covet, the right relationship when you be mechabed the gadol is the kalus of the cotton. He's easy to do it. V'yesh l'das k'an hoga. In other words, somebody before he's become white, he still has black hair, black, you know, black beard and so on. But so let me yell to Adam. One person is young, he's black haired and gets all this gray. That's, you know, he's a Talmud of that, that's a tzius, but he means that that's a kinui for tzirim. Lashon Tishcheres. Rambam also says that it's a lashon of being young. V'omishin nechlem le'dabimim begafus rak b'noyach. V'mishlech v'shcheres b'nedav v'yen noyach loy. V'lo yekosh loy. U'kenegab ne'odam shem k'yoytze boy b'nei giloy. Okay, so that's the second one. The second one is the hanhaga that goes downwards. Let's explain what the idea of the noyach loy is and so on. The anhaga of the chashuv klapi the other person, b'derech klal, is doing for the other. Father to a child, a husband to a wife, a manhig to the klal. It's there that you should be nice to chacham or masas masom. The task it of the gadol kapper, the cotton, is his hanmocha is not by saying, oh, I'm smaller than you, but by saying, I'm there for you. The Rav who's sitting and learning with his Talmidim, his demonstration of appropriate Yachas to Talmud is, as long as you need me, I'm here. If you want to go over it again, I'm going over it again with you. Is it easy if I teach this way, that way, the other way? V'chein hala. A manik of people. The tachlis of the anhaga is not that I should have the fat of the land because the ketanim are under me, but it's the tachlis is for the to'elus of the ketan, of the cotton. So the word noach lo means, yes, I am the covet, but let's give an example. A chair that's made out of paper, it's not a good chair because it's very light, the wind blows it away, it doesn't support much weight, and so on and so forth. So the callus of a chair is not a chair that's cal is not a good chair. But you could make two things. You could make a chair that's made out of racks, so that's very, very stark, but it's not comfortable to sit in it because the rack pushes the person. The rack is not giving way. On the other hand, you can have like a very, very thick rubbery material where it's solid, the chair, but it's giving. It's noach to the person because since the tachas of the chair is not to stand, the standing of the chair's tachlis is for the person. I once read a long time ago, this is when the Russia was still communist, it's probably still true today, an Israeli fellow who was in the army and was into different weapon systems said the difference between an American tank and a Russian tank is the American tank is built for the person. In other words, take a person, what's the best and easiest way for him to fight, and let's build something that will give him an effective shield. The Russian version is that you build the tank to be the best tank that can be, and let people plot and fit their way in. That comes is not comfortable. It's made out of steel, and that's it. The someone was told there was a Russian bunch who was fought in the Russian army. This is going back in the 80s. And he told me that the shoes that they used to give out were made out of the sole was made out of something that was rubber, like rack. And for the first few months, it was a tremendous concern to wear it. Once your foot carved out a hole in it, it was actually very protective. But until that happened, it didn't. It was very tough, and everybody, what they used to do is they used to take it before, and they said, whatever. The noyach means that I still sue to the cotton. You know, v'ol b'yom echad v'tfakum. The metzius of the gadol is for the cotton. That expresses itself not in kalos, but in nichale. So let's take the full cycle. The gadol is the one who needs to give the commands so that the cotton and the cotton's best position vis-a-vis that is to be kal, is to be very easy to fulfill it. The attitude of the gadol to the cotton in that relationship is that it's all there for you. It's all there for the cotton v'etzem, and the gadol is the one that's nice to all for him. And then the last piece he says, "Ukenegin adam shem kiyotze b'ev negilei amav abimekabuk adam b'simcha sheyinha kovet b'chol adam ubezo yotze yidei kol abrias ein brias shem gdoilem." I want to also explain this one over here. I guess this should be the one that's most nagia. That it says to me, everyone simcha and so on, the kavod in essence is to place a value on a person. You know, it's an expression of the value. So the expression of value to the gadol is you mishtachave, you as soon as he says he wants whatever it is, you run, you do it, and so on and so forth. Those are all expressions of kavod to a gadol. The expression of kavod to a katan is the nachla. I show that faket, I'm here for you, and therefore, if I can only help you in some way, I'll be there to help you. So that's in the tachlis advarim. The people with you, whenever if somebody comes into my house that I like, that I feel he has what to offer, he's witty, he's nice, he's deep, he's intelligent, he's whatever toiv there is, so I'm sameach with him. The simcha expresses my evaluating the person as being a very good person. If I'm kind of glum that this another guy is hanging around, then it shows I don't machshiv him at all. I don't see any value in him hanging around, and that's that. So the way in which a person expresses it is to show that if you come, I'm happy. It added something to me. The Tosefis, your Tosefis, is a Tosefis that without you I didn't have it, and now I have it. That's the way a person, and the truth is, for most people, the kavod that they really want is this type of kavod. They want to feel that they are coming someplace, creates an enjoyment for people. People want them there. They enjoy having them there. The person is his presence adds to something. So that's the kavod, because be'etzem, that's the yad, the ribui of anashim in the world, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because each person adds something. And your expression of simcha that this person entered your domain is the expression where you value it. Oh, he's being ma'asef X, Y, or Z. Yosin yere pirush ha'aruch, or pirush ha'ashizal, shepirush ha'tishchoyosh melotchon hadveg l'shachva. That's the executive branch. Shachvar is the guy who actually takes the donkey. V'yishtach v'lucho, g'disa pechas abatim ha'vimamti le'lidei l'sadi l'shachrin. Shulosh ha'moyshul u'shrara. U'pirush ha'vizeh, shotze lo'yma. There are two types of chshivas. Ha'echud u'choshu mitzad ma'losay, v'zeh nikra roish. K'moy talmud chochum u'kyoitze boy. Shesh le'maylan tzaratzmoy. Ha'sheni shu moyshul apgav she'in le'maylan, hu moyshul mistero adam, is srara. The muscle guy comes around collecting tztaka, has a din of srara, that's why you need shnayim. So there's a chshivas, that itself that the person is a baal srara, makes him choshev. There's another chelik. Now, we're not talking, obviously, a person who decided to make himself a balabas over you. Somebody who bekoyach came and he told you, he knocked on your door and said, Rabid, from today on, I'm the one that's giving orders to the neighbor here in the shul or whatever it is. Obviously, there's no mitzvah to be accepted nicely, and maybe even the opposite. That's not with Meduber. The Meduber is somebody who's carrying out an executive function. Lamashal. A rabbi has Kabbalah's cow, and there's a gabbai there studying, telling people to stand in line. So the rabbi, a machabe, the rabbi is a big tzaddik, he's a himmel de kiyid, this and that. The gabbai is a gabbai, and he makes life miserable. He has to stand here, to wait here, not to come, he has to come. The instinct of when the Hamish Eden is to make life miserable. And the it's not like that. Sarara itself, Sarara itself demands a certain noach. That's the way, the etzem bearing a Sarara requires this yaxis to that. And again, we're talking about the Sarara when it's rightfully so. I was in a plane a few months ago when I went to Israel, and it was quite upsetting. I was sitting next to somebody, a Rabbanisha person, and the stewardess was in the aisle giving out the food and so on. A Gerer Chassid, a whole bunch of Gerer Chassidim walks by. He knew this person next to him. He recognized, oh, Shalom Aleichem, and he wedges himself in between the food cart and this person. And he's carrying on a shmooze, Hachamas Adas, without any problems. Fine, Tom, I think you're staring at them. So he looked at me like I'm from Mars, and he says, Mechateise, they're staring at me. So who, my. They did that as a seder, and that in the airplane, somebody runs it, and if he wouldn't run it, it would be pandemonium. And yes, the stewardess is not the God Lador, and they're not the Tycho God. But society requires that the people who are doing these things, you listen to. It's part of the chshivas of what the person is doing. The person is keeping a certain seder and certain that. It was kind of beyond this person's wildest dreams that there's any inyan to be mimushma to somebody who is, you know, that's his job. That's he's in charge of, and so he says over the Baal Shtosra who's not chashuv, but since he has Srara, so you have to fit in with it. So here we have somebody who's not at all in any position where Mitzvah's position is Mitzvah to him, but rather it's the fact that he's a person. Should have known him Abrius Karoyim. V'yeshcha l'chavin el gimel dvarim. Ha'hev b'sheish ben aroish v'tishchoyres. U'ma'ashom shemekal v'am simcha k'im al-piya chachma. So the understanding, the differences between all this is a al-piya chachma. I don't know what he means exactly, but I would think that he's talking about there are different types of zivugim. There's a superior to inferior mahalach of ashpa, and then there's doimim, equals, and there are chiburim that go mitzad el yoinim to the tachtoinim, and there's chiburim that go mitzad tachtoinim to the yoinim. And then there is chiburim from shava to shava. I think that's basically what he's being ramused to. Masha mekam ekolon on the simcha, v'shamer l'malah b'seh ponim yofes, kolach fi inyan. Kimah lo b'sham lo yimeshem lo yikolos b'seh ponim yofes, az nir shen chaver in enemenu. V'utzah lo adem shen chaver in enemenu. Fi kom shakol yisim b'seh ponim yofes. Kedo de kov lo adem b'yoyse. V'im yoda asher vada in enemenu, m'pnei shabal tibos, shal sholach achrov. Let's say, the person didn't drop in kind of unannounced, but I asked, could you please come to the simcha, whatever it is. It's actually one of the nuances of nimus and grace that's a little bit lacking. It's a big chachma when a person makes a big simcha, and you have a lot of people coming, and it's a tumul, and so ha. To be misyaches to each person, and to make each person feel, I am so glad you came. It's special to me. People, when they make their own simcha, they become very caught up with it, and they caught up with their own brother, sister, whatever it is, and so on, and they lose track that any person, a person who came, and the mechutin didn't greet him. So, person feels, doesn't seem as if anyone really cares that I came or didn't come. It's pashut and hugger, and it usually happens when a person has his own simchininya, so he's all lost in his thing.
No, it's good.
Okay, good chat.
Schach.
Kalte.
Kalte, good chat.